Well, now, if you had a pig and didn't want him to grow up to be a boy, what would you say you would
kind of castrate on the pig.
Okay. Do you ever have any, use the same term for a horse?
Yes, I imagine they'd use the same term for a horse. Castrate on the horse. But you see, they come out with a mooring outfit now. They don't cut them anymore. They got little cords that run from the seeds up in the belly somewhere or another. So they take a little, something like a pair of pliers and mash them little cords in two. Quite naturally, the seeds will dry up. So that ends it. They used to cut them. I saw them cut holes, cows, but I hadn't. Well, we raised a little calf pet, and she had, oh, I don't know, three or four, six of calves. And whenever the little bull calf would come up, I would get to have the country teacher there. But we'd say castrating, I don't know, they probably have another word for it, but anyway, he would come at them old painters and take them down and feel for those little poles and he'd just mash both of them. And they was hurt. I mean, like cutting the place open.
Well, what would you call a pig that had been castrated?
They just said castrated, that's all. He couldn't get no, you know, he couldn't get no.
Would you still call him a boy?
No. No, it just said he'd be castrated on. He's been castrated on, not it. Just call him a pig from then on.
Okay. What about a bull? Should
say
bull, or what
would you say? Oh, as long as the calf, they might would say bull. He was a bull calf, you know, bull calf. I imagine they would use the term as a bull right on, but he's been castrated on. Yeah, that's the word they'd use to call him a steer from then on. That's it. I believe I have heard that word. You out of my field now.
Okay.
When you're going to talk about animals, I don't know too much about them.
You're doing fine. What about the noise that the calf would make when
it's
being weaned? You say it started to work.
It started
billing. Okay. And what about the gentle noise a cow makes during feeding time?
Oh, she'd be mooing. That's what we call mooing.
Okay. What about that gentle noise that a horse makes?
Oh, that's quicker than I believe it, dude. I don't believe that's a word either.
That's a word. Well, you got them horses and mules and cows and so on. When they're getting hungry, you have to go out and
feed them. That's what they're feeding. I know that.
Okay, you say you're feeding what?
Feeding the stock, if you got to feed them all at the same time. You wouldn't take no special one, you just feed them all.
And if you're going to feed chickens and turkeys and geese, so on, do you have any one name for them, all of them?
No, just go out and feed them, I guess. Feed the chickens. You use the word chickens if you feed them all, geese and ducks and all. You would just, I reckon the chicken would take the would be standing out more so than anything. Yes, I'm going to feed the chicken. Well, quite naturally, the ducks and geese would eat that too.
And a hen on a nest of eggs would call it what?
A sitting hen.
Okay. And the place where the chickens live?
Chicken house.
Okay. And what about a place for just the little chickens? The mother hen.
Well, if you had the chickens to themselves, you'd call it a chicken brooder, I think that's what they would call it. Would have this little small chickens.